I'm on the corner of Abdelmonemriad Square, which is a stone's throw from Tahrir. The march I've been on, which has come from the populous neighbourhood of Shubra to the north of the city, arrived in central Cairo and then swung from its original route, which was towards Tahrir, and is instead now heading towards Maspero, the state television building, which is one of the most guarded and military protected buildings in the country right now. And the couple of thousand people on this march have torn up the original plan and are heading straight towards it, where barbed wire surrounds the building and armed guards stand on the other side of that defense. As we were on our way, we passed Ahram's headquarters, that's the state newspaper, and many people tried to attack the building. They tore down an Al-Ahram flag that was outside the headquarters, and scuffles broke out on the march between those that were calling for Salmeya peace and others who said, forget Salmeya, this is a revolution. This is the state media complex which is trying to destroy our movement for change. And that's very much the sentiment right now as we head towards Maspero. Remember, it was back in October at a similar protest outside Maspero that 27 protesters, largely Christians, were massacred by the army. And it remains a real flashpoint for tension between revolutionaries and the military regime. As we reached the crossroads where we had to decide whether to turn left towards Tahrir, which is where the other marchers have been heading, or right towards Maspero, people started pointing towards Maspero and chanting Saura, which means revolution, and then pointing back towards Tahrir and saying Mish Hafla, which is not a party, as in we don't want to go and celebrate in Tahrir. We don't want to do the same odd thing that we do every Friday and just go back to the square. We need to push this revolution forward, and that means targeting the army's center of power, which very much these days is Maspero. That's where the state television apparatus, it's very much the center point of that, and it's through that state television apparatus that people feel that the revolution has been discredited and delegitimized through, they would say, the lies of that media complex. But certainly the army is in no mood to compromise. Maspero is a red line. As I say, there is coils of barbed wire and armed soldiers standing beyond it. All the shutters are down. And as we approach Maspero now, I can see others have already arrived here. So we are several thousand people at Maspero now gathering around this barbed wire, and the soldiers on the other side looking nervous, some of them with their helmets down, guns in their hands. And today has now taken a very, very interesting turn. It remains to be seen whether the other marches, which have come from all over the city and we're heading towards Tahrir, will now also change route and come to Maspero as well. And certainly, if that does happen, the likelihood of confrontation is going to escalate dramatically.